She told me that they have owned 23 Mercedes-Benz motor cars. You see, there's this lovely couple at the pool. And the wife told me that they have owned 23 Mercedes-Benzes. Wow. So I'm known as the Beamer guy. I love my BMW. I love Victoria's BMW. But I gotta admit, I am feeling, for some reason, I'm drawn to the Mercedes. It's not a burning desire yet, but it's an interest. I'm intrigued. I'm fascinated. I'm curious. And so as I find myself exploring the possible state of Mercedes owner, I ask them, say, hey, let me ask you a question. If you're going to get an older Mercedes, I'm not a fan of all the newfangled stuff. What would you get? And I was expecting to hear something about like something from the 80s, something from the 70s. And they looked at each other and they said, a 2003 C-Class. And I said, wow, that was quick. Why? And they told me. I said, all right, that sounds pretty cool. So I reach out to my buddy who used to work for a Mercedes dealership. I says, what do you think, 2003 C-Class? And he gives me his input. He just, he's not AI, he's real intelligence, right? He's RI. So he gives me his thing, that's right. So I have information from two people that understand Mercedes intimately. And so I go to the pool the other day, and one of the fellows draws me over. He goes, hey, I overheard you guys talking about Mercedes. I, yeah. He goes, you know, and he starts telling me all this stuff. I mean, all these arguments against getting a Mercedes, especially something like a 2003 C-Class. And he's going on and on and on and on. And it's like, look, you know, let me ask you a question. Have you owned one? Stunned silence. Do you know anyone who's owned one? Well, like, not, see, that's the reply. There are a lot of people in this world that speak as though they have authority when all they have is opinion. Now, what I want to do is help you use this as an Imagine-lex so you can imagine up anything. Because people ask me, how would you imagine a business success? You know why they ask me that? Because I have business success. So just to be clear, I ask them, what do you mean by that? Because what I've imagined up is doing what I love while making great money, and making great money while doing what I love. So I'm going to make sure we're talking about the same thing. I've shared before how my friend at the pool asked me about, hey, you know, you always talk so lovingly about your wife. Could you give me some relationship advice? See, these are two real things, but they're also very real imaginable acts. If you're single and you want to imagine being married, imagine people asking you for marriage advice because your relationship really is lovely. Or imagine them happy for you because they see how lovely your relationship is. Because you've had people ask you for advice before, and if you can give it from experience, I'm all for that. See, this is such a cool little way to manifest, because so many people get stuck with, how do I imagine something I've never had before? And you imagine what implies it. This is one of the cornerstones of Neville's teachings. You can also use this for stuff that you do every single day. I imagine up your emails. I imagine up your investments. You know, when you invest in you, when you purchase something through us, you invest in you. When you buy something in the store and they say, never use the word buy 20, I say, all right. when you get something at NevilleGoddardStore.com, you're investing in you while supporting the project. We appreciate that. But that's one of the ways that I imagine feedback from the podcast. Because if you're getting gold from this, you can't help but naturally go, you know, if he gives away this much gold for free every single day, what are the packages like? Yeah, because they're laser targeted and they're deep dives. The podcast, it's just ramblings. Because the tiny little power snacks in a podcast, that'll change your life. What's in a pack? What's in a program? What's in something like the year-long remarkable experience? That's transformational. So my question is, how will you dive deeper today? I'd love to know. Drop me an email. If you feel like investing in you today and supporting the project, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. You can make investments there. You can also send me an email. My email's there as well. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to watch you go deeper too. So now, just for fun, apply. If you're single and you want to be married, imagine somebody asking you for relationship advice, because, man, they really admire the kind of relationship you have. If it's business success, imagine people asking you, hey, what do you suggest I do? Because they respect your success. Imagine something like that, something that implies your wish fulfilled, as we go into the silence. All right. I'm imagining your smiles. I'm imagining big smiles. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. And you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.